Parshas Emor el Hakoyanim b'nei Aaron ve'omarta aleihem. Rashi brings lahazir gedolim alaktanim. No, keep it on. Lahazir, thank you. Lahazir gedolim alaktanim. Because it says Emor ve'omarta. It's a double lashon. So Rashi's bavarning Emor ve'omarta that the gedolim should be mazir the ketanim. The Chasam Sofer says a different shot. What does it mean Emor ve'omarta? You're talking to the Kehanim. Before you're going to start telling the Kehanim the various dinim and kpedis and milus and chiyuvim and achrayis that they have, the erste zach is you have to tell a Kohen, you're a Kohen. Emor aleihem, tell him first that you're a Kohen. The same thing of Ben Torah, Ben Aliyah, or Ben Yisrael. You have to first know what your mile is. Emor, tell them who they are. And then for Omar to tell them the protim. You know, there's a famous story. Someone once came to a Rav. He says he wants to be a Kohen. So he says, I can't just make you a Kohen. He was mutchering him, I'll pay you, I'll do anything. When the offers were already in the five digits, so he was masking. But he said, but why do you want to be a Kohen? He says, my Tata was a Kohen, my Zayda was a Kohen, Lomani Gara, I also want to be a Kohen. Avada, a cute story, but the point is, you have to know that you're a Kohen, you have to know you're Maila. Da es ma'aloy secha. Now on the other hand, there's a, Chasam Sofer says, Emor al HaKohen and B'nei Aaron, we're talking about the Kohanim are the ones that are Mekariv, the other Yidden. Even when a person is trying to do kiruv and maybe being mekarev and have a shaychus with others that maybe would have a hashpah l'ra, you have to know also lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav, to be careful not to be mushpa from them, only to be mashpia, not to be a mushpa. The emes is this same idea. The Chofetz Chaim is medayik and shtel zavek at the end of the parsha. At the end of the parsha, it says about the Dalad Minim, and we know that the Dalad Minim represent a different kind of Yidden. The Esrig is Reach and Tam, Torah and Mitzvahs. Hadas is just Reach, Lulav is just Tam. The Lulav, Hadas, Va'arova are always Aguda, together. The Esrig isn't. Bishas the Maisa Mitzvah, you bring the Esrig together. After that, the Esrig stays apart. He comes, he has a Shaychas, he's Mashpia on the Matzah of the Dalad Minim, and then he goes back, and then he goes away. State legavi the dinim of the Kohen state, v'la'choyse absul akroy v'lish lo yitama. There's a gemara in Saita, those learned it recently in Daf Yomi. Lo yitama, there's a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Is it a reshus or a choyva? Does the Kohen have reshus to be metama to achoyse, or is it a choyva? And the gemara actually brings there a series of three halachas. When once and again, there's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if it's reshus or choyva. Lo yitama, Rabbi Shmuel says it's Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Choyva. V'kinei Yisishtei, that's by Saita, that's what the Sugi is doing there. V'kinei Yisishtei Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Choyva. And then the third one, Lo'olam Behem Ta'avoidu, Rabbi Shmuel says Rishos, Rabbi Kiva says Choyva. Frek Toisvis, in Saita over the Dav Gimel. We know that there's a famous Gemara in Makis that there are Taryag Mitzvahs, the Gemara Darshan's over there, Toira Tzivalonu Moshe. There are 611 Mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, Toira 611, because Anoichi and Liyecha was Mipi Agvura. And that's a simen, that a makor that this tariyag mitzvahs, and rabbis duber on this gemara, all the different moine ha-mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Smag, the Chinuch, various Rishonim, whether and how you cheshbin exactly what the tariyag are. Frek toisvis, loy Rabbi Yishmael, that just took off three mitzvahs, loy yitam of akini yasishtay, and loy lamem tavoidu, he has three less mitzvahs. What's he going to do with the cheshbin of tariyag? Now the emes is tariyag, the rakamashitis, the Rambam brings his series of 613, the Rambam argues them 20-something of them and says other ones instead. The Megillas Esther, which is a Pirish, I mean, it's Megillas Esther, but it's also a Pirish on Sefer Mitzvahs Rambam that answers up for the Shitas Rambam against the Ramban. So everyone has their Shita. But Taisus comes with a question. Like Rabbi Yishmael, we're missing three mitzvahs. And he bleibt schwer. There's an interesting pshat. It's Rabbi Yishmael l'shitosai. Azo, you could find three mitzvahs. Ich log nicht. The Gemara in Menachis says, Daf Lamed Zayin, not Lamed Zayin, later on already, in the beginning of, In the end of Akhoimitz Rabbah, the Gemara says that there's a machloikis if the four corners of tzitzis is one big mitzvah, and Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's four separate mitzvahs. The Hainu, even though putting on one corner is a mitzvah, each corner is a separate mitzvah. So Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai, tzitzis counts at four. That's exactly cheshbon's out that Rabbi Shmuel could afford to say three other mitzvahs are reshus. So it's not stam. It's Rabbi Shmuel l'shitasai. Shaina Einfeld. Another din on the Kohen, V'isha Grusha Me'isha Le'ikachu. A Kohen is Asur B'Grusha. There's a famous Kasha, the Makar is Yerushalmi, Pnei Shua talks about it also though. There's a machlokes tanoim in the end of Gittin. What's the siba that warrants a person to be megarish ishtoi? Whether it's motza acheres nohemenu, or Rav Kiva, or Beis Hillel hikdicha tafshiloi, or Beis Shammai ki motza be'erves dover. The only siba to divorce a wife is motza be'erves dover. So frektzach akasha, if a person divorced his wife because it's erves dover, so why do I need a special din that a koyin is usher to a grusha? A koyin is already usher anyways. They're al zoyna. The only way you have gerishin is because kimatza be'erves dover. Why is it negeya necessary to be mechadish the lav of grusha? So you could say lav or olav b'shtayim. You could say that avad even like Beis Shammai b'di'eved, if you megarish shaloi misiba of dover erva avad, it's chal the gerishin. There's another pshat from Rabbi Kveger, it's a whole cheshbon, but the basic of it is that in the Chanami, he was megarisher because it was matzah be'erves dover, but then it was Adam Zayman, it was Nisbar, that it wasn't true. The Chassam Sofer brings an interesting pshat. He says, Lamaisa, even like Bishami, sometimes a person could yet divorce his wife for a different siba. Lamaisa, let's say a person has to go to Medina Sayyam for whatever reason, he has an ilutz, he has to go to Medina Sayyam, he's going to be far away for a long time, and Beles Breira, so he has to send a get to, he's already in Medina Sayyam, he has to send a get to his wife. So there's a remez noah, the Masech the Gittin starts Hamevi. Hamevi get Lagabi Bafani Nechtav. Hamevi is Gematria Chain, 58. Hamevi. Says the Chassam Sofer, Bederech Klal, Ki Motza Be'erves Dover, and Loi Motza Chain Be'enav. But you should know, Amol, he says, that's why Masech the Gittin starts Dafka with the Bafani Nechtav topic. We want to start Dafka with a Dover Toiv. Hamevi, Loshen Chain. Amol, you've been garish or not because it was Loi Motza Chain. You're being megarish because there is chayin, but what could you do? You're a Medina Sayyam, whatever the siba was, an oinus, and it's hamevi, it's motza chayin, but that could also be a siba for gerishin. Avad is such a grusha, avad is also usher to a kain. So that's a teretz to the Yerushalmi's kasha. We know a lot of times the Mishnah says, grusha v'chalutza l'kain hedyan, and the Rishonim speak out that grusha is usher to a kain mid'arais, it's a chayvi lavin, but chalutza is not a chayvi lavin. It's only mid'arabonon. It looks like it's a machlekes rishonim. There's a yediyah. There's a targum yoinus in Benozil. Afanart over here. Ve'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. Ve'isha grusha me'isha demiftera min gavra or min yivama. She was either sent away from her husband or from her yabam. What does it mean her yabam sent her away? It means after he did yibum, then he was megarisher. That's not a separate case. That's nasis kishtoy l'chol dover. That's a regular gerishin. Farshteitzich, the targum yoinus means demiftera min gavra, that the gavra gave her a get, or min yabma, that he gave her a chalitza. State that chalutza is doiraisa. According to this pshat, state that this taka din that chalitza is doiraisa. Now there's another din in the koyin. It says v'kidashtoi, v'kidashtoi l'chol dover shebekdusha liftoyach rishoyin levorach rishoyin litel mona yofer rishoyin. There's an inyan to be mechabed a koyin. We learn that from v'kidashtoi. There's a shaila in the rishoyin. What about a koyin that's a baal mum? Hare the lashon of the pasuk is v'kidashtoi ki eslechem elikecha hu makriv. So that's the siba to be mekadosh the koyin. What about if it's a koyin that's a baal mum? Now, a koyin that's a halal, avada doesn't have a kidashta. But what about a baal mum? A baal mum can't do avoida, but he's able to eat kachim. It's a shaylin that we show him in the sefri, in the sefra, the chinuch brings, say for a chinuch here, from the sefra, that there is v'kidashta in a baal mum. Rambam doesn't bring it. The minchas chinuch stel's baal to then. Doesn't bring this din, that there's v'kidashta in a koyin baal mum. Another shaila, what about a koyin katon? Is there v'kidashtoi on a katon? Far bar mitzvah, koyin, that's a katon. The Magen Avraham, Simon Reish Pei Beis, says, there's no v'kidashtoi on a katon. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch over there, asks, man ishtana from a balmum. A balmum, they can't do avoida, but he could eat kachim. A koyin katon also is able to eat kachim. Why shouldn't there be a din of v'kidashtoi on katon? A koyin rasha, there's l'chayr no v'kidashtoi. Of course, this is classic Minchas Chinuch. He talks about a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin. You'll ask, how do you have a case of a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin? Look at the Minchas Chinuch. In dozens of places, he clears this kind of shaylus. There is an ukimta, but he wants to know, is there v'kidashtoi? Is there a halba v'kidashtoi on a chetzi eved, chetzi koyin? Yesh lodin. Now, there's an interesting cheshbon over here. There's a mordche in Gittin that says, "Ma'ase b'koyin sheyotzak mayim ayirdei Rabbeinu Tam." There was once a koyin that was yotzak mayim. He was mishamish Rabbeinu Tam. A talmid of Rabbeinu Tam's, but he was a koyin. Hikshaloi, a different talmid. What about Yerushalmi that says, "Hamishtamish b'kahuna mo'al"? The hainu the din of a kiddashtoi is not stam b'kiddashtoi. It's me'ilo. It's me'ilo to be mena from a koyin. So he asked Rabbeinu Tam, "How could you do it?" The Heshev Loi, Rabbeinu Tam answered him, Ein Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, Ein Bigdeyim Aleim, Ein Kedushasam Aleim, there's no Me'ila Bizman Hazeh. Frekt, the Talmud to Rabbeinu Tam, continues the Mordecha. Was heißt, Avada, there's still Dinam of Kahuna, Bizman Hazeh. Rabbeinu Peter brings over there, the Mordecha brings from Rabbeinu Peter, because there's Mechila. A Koyin could be Meichel. Others want to say it's more than this, he could be Meichel. It's, he's Mechuyiv, he's Mechuyiv Lechabed Rabbi. And of that, he's allowed to be Mevater, and the Rebbe could be Nene from the Koyin. It's interesting. Okay, it is what it is. It's interesting that originally Rabbeinu Tam answered that there's no problem to be Nene from the Koyin because Bizman Hazeh there's no Me'ila. Afterwards, he said it's because of Mechila. There's a nidin in the Achronim. They want to say that could be bezman hamikdash when it's mamish mi'ila kol hanenem and akoyin mo'al. Then l'chayru mechila wouldn't help. Avada, you first need to be makdim. Rabbeinu Tam said that it's bezman hazeh, not the same darug of a din. Aber doch, there's a din of a kiddash toy. Doch, there's a din of a kiddash toy. Mechila could help. Hagam, the Ramah in Simin Kuf Chof Ches, and the Simin in Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim of Birchas Koyin and the Siyas Kapayim, Simin Kuf Chof Ches, the end of the Simin, the Ramah brings. Hamishtamish b'koyin b'zman hazeh mo'al, and then he says, but mechila helps. So first, not like this, right? That there's me'ila, but there still could be mechila. Now here comes the interesting cheshbon. The Gemara says, and that's what the Mordechai was going on. The Gemara says a koyin can't become a nirtza. A koyin who's an eved ivri. Beforehand, we talked about chetzi eved, chetzi koyin was eved kenani. It's a different cheshbon. A koyin who's an eved ivri. Now you'll ask, how could a koyin be an eved ivri? Because the shaila we're asking is not how could a koyin be an eved ivri. We're asking how could a koyin, the Gemara says in Kedushin, a koyin can't become an eved nirtza. If it's after the 6 years and he wants to be a nirtza, there's a din of eved nirtza. We say, no, a koyin can't be a nirtza. Why? Because you're going to turn him into a balmum. You're going to make a hole. You're going to make him a hole in his ear. And that's going to make him a balmum. And a koyin is not allowed to turn himself into a balmum. And that's why a koyin can't be a nirtza. So let's be mocked him. Why was he allowed to be sold as an eved ivri to begin with? Zoktim in Cheschinach. Because he was a Ganav. He was a Rosha. He was being sold Bignei Vasoi. So that's not a problem that you can sell him as an Eved Ivri to begin with. But then, if he wants to stay after beyond the 6 years, he finished the Ganav, he did Tshuva. Now he wants to be a Nirtza. That's also one of the reasons. But now he wants to be a Nirtza. We say, no, he can't be a Nirtza because he's going to become a Balmum. Why do you need to come on to that reason, Frek de Mordecha? Teipuklei, because of a Kiddashtoi. How can he work for his Odin as a Nirtza, as an Eved Nirtza? So you could say his Odin is his Rebbe. You could say that maybe he was Moichel. You could say the Chiddush that some Achronim say, the Bir Halacha brings it in Simen Kuf Chof Ches, that a Koyin could work for a different Koyin. If the Odin, there's no Kiddash, they from one Koyin to another Koyin. So maybe it could be that the Odin is also a Koyin, and as the Kiddash, it wouldn't be a problem. Or Rav Dem state that he's not going to become a Balmum. But the Kash is a Kash. Zoktim in Cheschinach. After all this cheshbon, he says, Amayr de Gazach. The Rambam, we mentioned, doesn't bring the Sefra that there's Vikidashta and a Koyin Balmum. Zokt Min Cheschinach, the Rambam was bothered by this kasha. The Rambam held, how could the Gemara say that the reason you don't do a Nirtza by a Koyin is because you're going to make him a Balmum, and you're not allowed to make a Koyin into a Balmum? Typically, he's not allowed to become a Nirtza because there's Vikidashta. And we've said Terutzim already. But says the Min Cheschinach, the Rambam didn't hold of any of these Terutzim. He held Fakert, if you would make him a Nirtza and he'd become a Balmum. You're not allowed to, but if you would be allowed to do that, he'd become a Balmum. And then there's no Vikidash there in a Balmum. We don't pass him like this Sifra. So there's no Vikidash there. So if there wouldn't be a problem that you could turn a Koyin into a Balmum, Fakert, do a Nirtza, make him a Balmum, there's no more Vikidash there in a Balmum. That was the Rambam's Makar, not to pass him like this Sifra because of this Kash. That's the Cheshbin. Okay, yeah, Sach Singh is on it. There's a famous, we spoke about this once, there's a Michtav to Rav Chaim Berlin from the Aderes, a chilufei mechtavim between the Aderes and Rav Chaim Berlin. The shaila was that they had a shakla batari was like this. The Gemara says in Brachis, Daf Mem Zayin, that Rav Zeira, a certain story there, Rav Zeira was the one that was mezamin. It was Birchas HaMozoi, and Rav Zeira was mezamin, the Birchas HaMozoi. And it's medayik, the Gemara is madish because he was the balabais. There's a shaila, the Ireach is mevarach, the balabais, all back and forth. Frexach the Kasha, Rav Zeira is a Kohen. L'chayru, they should have been mechabed Rav Zeira to be mevarech birchas hamazoyin als v'kidashtoi, als koyin. So he wrote him a letter, that Deris writes in a letter, he says a chiddush, he says, since the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Zayin, kom rabo, the shochat le Rav Zeira.
So Reb Zera was dead. And then this Tchias HaMesim. After the Tchias HaMesim, you have to know what's together of Tchias HaMesim. Legabi Eishes Elio, is he still married to his wife? Does he still own his Nechasim? We can talk about that for it's a whole topic. But Akoyan is Ernisht. So that's why Reb Zera, after the Shechita, had to come on to that he was Mevorich, the Sugya of Balabais Mevorich, Erech Mevorich, that, but not as Koyan. So Reb Chaim Berlin writes him back. He says, the Gemara says that Aaron, the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin Perak Chelik, the end of the Sanhedrin, the beginning of Perak Chelik, Daf Tzadi, the Gemara brings Oz Yosher Moshe, and it brings a few Makairis that there's Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And then the Gemara brings a Makar that there's Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah because there's going to be Truma La Aaron. By Tchias HaMesim, we're going to give Truma to Aaron. Is this Kinkoyim? L'chayr the Teretz is Poshet, there's a chilik between a Prati Yisdik Tchias HaMesim personally for Reb Zera and the Klal Yisdik Klal Yisrael Oilam Haba Tchias HaMesim thingy. Then Avada, the Kahuna is Choyzer Vineya.
We'll
go back to Reb Zera. Yeah, to the old Reb Zera. You're saying there is no old Reb Zera. Yeah, could be not. Could be not, yeah. Could be he won't go back to the old Reb Zera. I was going to say he has a migu. He doesn't have a migu. He's a new Reb Zera. Interessante Shaila. The Pasuk says, Vayter, Lagabi, the din of Mumim, Mumim in a Ish, and then Mumim in a Behemoth, all the sugyas of Mumim. There's a very interesting Pasuk over here. It says, Daber al Aaron Lamer, Ish Mizarach al Adairoisom. Asher yia by mum lo yikrav lahakrav lechem alikov. Why not? I'm in suspense. Ki kol ish asher by mum lo yikrav. The pasuk pasha repeats itself. A koyin that's a bal mum shouldn't be nikrav. Shouldn't be come close to the kachim. Why? Ki kol ish asher by mum lo yikrav. Lama in Hebrew we say lama kacha. So it's a moir de gazach. I found the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara over there, the Gabi, which shmonim and psilas you're allowed to light with. The Gemara says over there, after a whole shaka mataria, ein madlikin, my time alifisha ein madlikin. The Maisa that Ramban's girsa there is ein madlikin, my time alifisha einam nidlokin. And it means something else. But the girsa lefanenu, ein madlikin, my time alifisha ein madlikin. Zokrabi Kivegar and Gilyan Ashas over there, the chain, the Erev and Lamedvav, my Kotan Chavav, Gittin Samach, he brings a whole bunch of other Gemaras that say similar, ein toilin, my time alifisha ein toilin, ein koisfin, my time alifisha ein koisfin. That was in Nida Daf Samach and Gittin Daf Samach respectively. And then Rabbi Kivegar, after quoting various Gemaras that has this style, he says, V'chein b'posuk. Kol ish asher yiyah b'aymum lo yikrav, ki kol ish asher yiyah b'aymum lo yikrav. He quotes this posuk. He says, listen to the Torah also was an azah loshen. And it's a yisoy vice toys in chinuch. Sometimes there's no... Why? Because, you know, or without the because. Lama, kacha, ki kol ish. Shpetter in the Parsha... going into the Mikdash Tameh and being Pagim and Kachim when you're Betumah, it's this chorus. V'nichrasu ha-nefesh ahi milfonai. There's an interesting story. Someone once came to Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Mibelz years ago. Rabbi Yisachar Doiv Mibelz, and he said that he was nichshal in chametz b'pesach. I don't know, b'shoigik, but he was nichshal in chametz b'pesach. What kind of tshuva should he do? So the Belzer Rebbe told him, he said, in Parshas Bo, it says, V'nichrasa, by Hakoloichel Chametz V'nichrasa, and the trup on V'nichrasa is a Gershayim. V'nichrasa, you'll ask about Kerry how to do it, but it's a Gershayim. And since it's a Gershayim, it's a Simon, you should go to Golis. And that's your Kapar. So the Zira is going in Golis, and it treftich with the Baal HaShoyel Umeshev, one of the Gedoilim of his time. And he told the Shoyel Umeshev, I'm in Golis now. The Belzer Rebbe told me to go to Golis. V'nichrasa is Gershayim. So the Belzer Rebbe said, it was after Pesach. He went to Golis, yeah, Parshas Emor. And he says, in Parshas Emor also, it says it by Kachem Bituma. It says V'nichrasa. So there also, you go to Golis, V'nichrasa with a Gershayim. So he went back to the Belzer Rebbe. He says, Taka, state Gershayim doichet. He said, he didn't look at Rashi. Now, I don't know if it's a play on words, but Rashi over here says, V'nichrasa, Yochel mitzad zeh litzad zeh, Yikoros mim koimai v'yisyashiv b'mokim acher. Tamer lemano ani Hashem b'chol mokim ani. Over here, Rashi b'varns dor stay nish golus. I don't know if it's a poshup shot on the Rashi, but he's a kvesh toy. So he's a nishka cooked of the shoyel meshiv, a nishka cooked of the Rashi. Dor Rashi stay under his arm. We know that when a person's tamei, so he's toivul, but then he's still a tevul yoim. After being a tevul yoim, he still has to wait for Herif Shemesh, and only after Herif Shemesh he can eat truma. Kach
Mavshirim, he can't eat until the next morning when he is a Mechusar Kippurim. Now, everyone knows the famous Mishnah in Brachis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Me'emes HaKoyren Es Shema. And the Mishnah says, a remez, Agav Orche Kamash Malon, that Bizman Shakehanim Nichnosen Lechel B'Trumosen, but the Svarim HaKadoshim talk about that it's not just a coincidence that we chose to describe Tzeis HaKechavim as Bizman Shakehanim Nichnosen. Dafka, because by the Zman of Tzeis HaKechavim, when a person is Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim again, and there's a process, there's Yoim and Laila, that's the Tzura, how this world works, there's Yoim and Laila, and at the transition from Yoim to Laila, and the transition from Laila to Yoim, a person time and again is Makabel Nochem Ol Malchus Shemayim, so it's another wave and level that he goes into. That's why he's allowed to eat Truma, because Be'emes HaShoyel Yishal, he was already Toivel in the afternoon. Chulin, he's not Tommy for anymore. Meiser, he's not Tommy for. What happened? Kachim, the next day, he'll bring a carbon. He can eat Kachim. What happened that Tzeis HaKechavim that suddenly he could eat Truma? What? Something happened. Some say Fakert, something happened because you said Kriyashma. Some people say Fakert. The fact that there's a din to say Kriyashma then shows that there's a transition here, there's something here. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Siman Aleph brings from the Shloha HaKadosh, Toiv Lechaber Yoim V'Layla B'Torah Tefila. A person is supposed to be Mechaber, Yoim and Layla, the transition time of Tzeis HaKechavim and Alois HaShachar. Yeah, that's early in the morning, but middle of the night. But there's an inyan to be Mechaber, Yoim and Layla, both, by the beginning and by the end, B'Torah B'Tefila. You have the parsha of the Moyadim. The whole Seder we lay in on Yom Tov, so the union of the parsha of the Moyadim, Eila Moyadei Hashem, Moyadei Hashem, and then it says, Sheishas Yomim Teyosim Alocha. So that's Shabbos, that's not Moyad. Afterwards comes Moyad. Vosepes, it says Shabbos over here also. There's a pshat from the Goyin, Sheishas Yomim means the 6 days of Yom Tov that you're allowed to do Malocha of Malochas Eichel Nefesh. 2 days of Pesach, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, and Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah. Right? Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Yom Rishon, Shmini Atzeres, and 2 days of Pesach, Rishon and Shvi. Those are 6 days. Sheishes Yomim, you're allowed to do Malacha Veichel Nefesh. Vayoyim HaShvi is Yom Kippur. That's the day you're not allowed to do Veichel Nefesh. As I looked at going, there's another pshat that it's going on Yom Tov itself. Pesach is for 7 days. Oh, but there are 6 days that you're allowed to do Malacha. But Yom HaShvi is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not another Shabbos. It's a bear. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. It's a whole arichas to touch that up, but that would be another pshat. That sheishes yomim v'yayim hashvi ruf tzachaf. The v'yayim hashvi Shabbos. The first pshat of the going was that it's going on Yom Kippur. The other pshat is it's the bear of Shabbos Chalamoid. There's a famous shaila that they asked that lechera we should say halal on Shabbos Chalamoid. We don't say halal on Shabbos Chalamoid. Sukkot we say every day on Pesach. We only say the first day of Yom Tov. We should say on Shabbos Chalamoid because the Gemara says the reason we don't say on Shabbos is because it's not called Moid. And the reason we don't say on Moed is because there's no Isser Malacha. But on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we should say Halal. Lemaisa, we don't. But that's Shabbos. Then the Gemara continues, the Pasuk continues, Eila Moedei, and the first Moed is Arbosor L'Chodesh Beinu Arbayim Pesach L'Hashem. And people have a misconception about this. Yud Dalad Nisan is Erev Pesach. It's the Yom Tov of Pesach. The 7 days after that is Chag HaMatzos. There's a Yom Tov of Pesach. It's in the Zman HaMikdash. It started at Chatzos HaYom, not in the morning. But from Chatzos Hayoyim is a Moyed. It emes is a Moyed. There's no tefillin after Chatzos. Those that don't wear tefillin on Moyed. I mean, some people only wear in the morning tefillin for a little bit and put them, take them off. But there's no tefillin after Chatzos. If a person is an Ovel and sitting Shiva by Chatzos on Erev, not as opposed to other Yom Tov, Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you get up. It's already Moyed. It's a Yom Tov. Erev Pesach is a Yom Tov. There's a remez from this also. It's brought down. That there's a simon of Atbash, that every single day of Yom Tov, of Pesach, comes out the same day of the week as a parallel letter. I'll explain that the Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is Tov. Comes out always every year the same day as Tisha B'Av. Whatever day of the week the first day of Pesach came out, so Tov, Tisha B'Av, that coming Tisha B'Av will come out. Beis is Shavuos. The second day of Pesach is always the same as Shavuos. Gimel is Rosh Hashanah. Dalet is Kuf. Dalet Kuf is Simchas Torah, Kriyas HaTorah. Hey, the fifth day of Pesach is Tzadi, will be the same day as the following Yom Kippur. Vav is Pei, is Purim, the prior Purim. The year after, you can't promise it because Tevis and Cheshvan and Kislev could be Mole and Chaser. But Vav, Pei, is Purim. And Zion, the seventh day of Pesach, the remez is Ayin. What's the Ayin? Erev Pesach. The seventh day of Pesach is the same as Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is a Moed. It continues in Chutz Laaretz, you have Ches, you have an eighth day of Pesach, is Samach, is the Leil HaSeder. Seder, the Leil HaSeder is the same as Ches. But Erev Pesach is Avada, a bear. Now, I saw an interesting pshat in the Ben Yehoyada. He says, all the Inyan of the Regolim and the Moyadim is to be Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. And he says with a text like this, he says, he makes a Cheshbin that the Chet HaEgel was for 6 hours. By Kiboishesh Moshe, 6 hours later they caught on already. The Chet was for 6 hours. So we're Mevatel it with the Moyadim, Batel B'Shishim. He says there are 7 days, 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and 1 day of Shavuos, Shalosh Regolim, that's 15 days. How many hours in 15 days? You want to be Mevatel 6 hours in Shishim? 360. 15 days is 360 hours, yes, correct? 24 times 15 is 360, is Batel B'Shishim. But then he speaks out, he says, but there's a man diomer that Batel B'Shishim needs 61. You need Shishim ve'echad, keneged ve'echad that you're being Mevatel. He says, where's the last one? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is 6 hours. It's also a Moyed. It's 6 hours of Moyed. Pesach is 7 hours plus six, 7 days plus 6 hours. So that's Batel B'Shishim. He adds the Ben Yoyada that there's another man diomer that you need Batel B'Meya. Batel B'Meya, we have to add another 240 hours, another 10 days. He says that's 8 days of Chanukah, Purim, and... No, I apologize. I said Shmini Atzeres before, I'll take it back. I didn't. I said 7 days of Pesach, 7 days of Sukkot, and Shavuos. And Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres is not from the Shalosh Regolim. It's Atzeres. Then he adds Chanukah, Purim, and Shmini Atzeres gets you to Batel B'Meya in the Moyadim. Oh. V'inisem es nafshay seichem. There's a chesh benifla from the Ostrovtser. He says, Yom Kippur, we did hours, now we're doing minutes. Yom Kippur is 24 hours, which is 1440 minutes. Plus, you have to do a little bit Tosfos Yom Tov, extra 16 minutes for two. He makes a cheshbon, a meal is 24 minutes. He goes, so you need two-thirds is 16. He says, he makes a cheshbon, a person eats every day of the year. The amount, he makes a cheshbon, every meal you eat takes 2 minutes. You eat twice a day. It's 4 minutes. That's the cheshbon he makes for the Yud Beis Shoisniks. That's some food for thought. But that's his cheshbon, 4 minutes a day. 364 days of the year times the 4 minutes is mechuvin genoy to the minutes of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur v'inisem is mechaper on achila of the whole year. Now there's a whole sugya. It's a Yerushalmi. The Rishonim talk about it. And there's a ganze simon in Shulchan Aruch in simon tof reish chav dalid. Why the minig is we do sveika de yoima on all the other yomim tovim. We do not do sveika de yoima on Yom Kippur. We don't do 2 days Yom Kippur. There was a shaila b'emes in the people that were in Shanghai, there wasn't a question of Sveikid Yoyma. There was a Sveikid Dina. They didn't know if they're 12 hours ahead of 12 hours, which day is which. But Bechlal, as the concept of Sveikid Yoyma, but all the other Yom Tov, we do Sveikid Yoyma, the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Chala, and the Rishonim Hanlon, and it's again at the Torah, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Tafresh Chavdalid, we don't do Sveikid Yoyma on Yom Kippur. And Pashtus, the reason is because it's Sakonis Nefashis, which is a Pella, because we should still do Sveikid Yoyma of Melocha. In Echanami, don't fast for 2 days. But why don't we do Tfilois and Isser Melocha like we do all the other Yomim Tovim? Vaistois, it goes together. Yom Kippur, the Isser Melocha, and Isser Achila goes together, although I will question that. In the Zman, when Shloimeh HaMelech made the Chanukah's base Mikdash, the Gemara says that they did not fast that year. It was a Shivas Yomim of Chag. Prior to Shivas Yomim of Sukkot, Shiva v'Shiva, and they ate that year on Yom Kippur, Gans Klal Yisro. Did they do Malacha? I'm asking a question. Were they knowing Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur? It's Tali Zebizah. I don't know. Chavnish Tayyidiyah of them. Why should there be Asr Bittul Malacha? Lamaisa, the minig is, the Oilam is not, most of the Oilam is not knowing Sveikid the Yoima on Yom Kippur. It's not as well known. People don't realize here, But the Briskers and the Chazanish also was very machmir on Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't do, and a lot of Briskers, they don't do Malacha Deiraisa by Avraham Yeshua, one of his kids lights the Havdalah candle. I don't know what's the Chazman of it. He won't do Malacha. I saw recently a story, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was Mevarer. There was the Chazanish a little bit before he was Nifter, drove on Chol HaMoed on the second day of Yom Tov, on Tes Zayin, to a bris that was far away, and with a car. I mean, he was willing to drive in the car. So Reb Chaim, there's a picture of Reb Chaim discussing with that person who was 80 years old now, then, a few years ago. It was him and his twin brother that the Chazanish was a sandik for, that he drove, because he wanted to be Mavar. Should he drive? He usually wouldn't do Malacha on second day of Yom Tov. In Eretz Yisrael. But that was the Shaila. But I'll call upon him, Yom Kippur, more so, Sai Lagabi Achila and Sai Lagabi Malacha, the Olam is not Noig. And this Kiyadua is one of the famous coolest of the Beis Halevi. A certain maskil once came to the Beis Halevi and asked him, why are you so machmir? What's the deal here? So he says, no, I'm very, very makel in a lot of things. And he told him seven coolest that he does. One of them is that he's makel. He does allow people to fast for 2 days Yom Kippur if they want. Another is that he's matir to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. He's matir to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzois. Piyutim by Tefillah. There is a chumrah not to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, even if you missed. He was makel. You could say Kriya Shema. These were the seven coolest of the Beis Halevi. Yeah, we're holding in the days of Sfiras Ha'omer, and we're coming up taka to Lag Ba'omer, and there's an interesting shaila. People are masupik if you're supposed to say Lo Oimer or Bo Oimer. And there's different minhagim, and it's Prasnama Nama Akiv, but just for a minute, assuming that it's mamash, you have to know which way to say it. Someone wanted to bring a raya because he never heard that it's called Lag Lo Oimer. And it's a raya that you're supposed to say Bo Oimer. Over the Oibr Chacham said, no, Faker, because a person few minutes before Shkia is going to ask, what are you doing on Lag Bo Oimer? So to avoid having the problem, we daf to say it not the correct way. So it should be that you should still be able to count. But the emes is, it's not pashut. Are you yoitz if you say lag? Are you yoitz if you say aleph? Beis, gimel. It's a gematria. Are you yoitz if you say on the 28th day of the Omer, hayoim koyach yomim el Omer? Is that called you counted? Now, it's clear that you have to say a number. Lamashal, if a person would say today is yisoyt shebet teferis, that's not called that he counted. But if you say a number, now, l'chayra, anything is a number, yesh ladon if Aleph Beis is a number, if you say the square root of 81 on the ninth day of the Omer, that mustama would be good. If you say pi, I'm not sure, because maybe you have to say, maybe it's not tmimos, you have to say exactly 3. You can't say 3.141. You have to say, but I don't know, loy duck. But what about Aleph Beis? There's a famous klal from the Rogachov. You know, there's a stira. The Mishnah in Bechairis, daf nun ches, the Mishnah in Bechairis, daf nun ches, says that you're supposed to count out the Meiser Behema, and it says you're supposed to count Achash, Taim, Shalosh, Arba, and then every tenth one is Meiser Behema. But if you look at the Mishnayis, in the Mishnayis of Bechairis, it says Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So what is it? Is Aleph, Beis, Gimel enough, or you have to say Achas? On Yom Kippur, we say with the Hazoyas Adam, Achas, Achas, Va'achas, Achas, Ushtayim. Do you have to say Achas, or is it enough to say Aleph, Beis? There's a klal from the Rogachover, he said a Yesoid like this. He said it depends. When you're counting a series of numbers, are you counting it because each number counts that there's an inyan to that number? Or it's just a hechatimtza to get because you want to know what the sach hakol. Is it a mispar hechleiti? It's mukhlat? Like Yom Kippur, he says, it's mukhlat. You can't say aleph, aleph, beis. It's achas, achas, achas. Every hazoya, there's a din hazoya, it's ma'akev, every hazoya. But he says, l'mashal ma'isir behema, probably is just abi, you should know to get to the tenth one. Yesh lachor now by Sfiras Ha'omer. Sfiras Ha'omer's every day counts. It's you have to, or it's a bee that you know you're getting to 49. I said a chiddush. There's yedua. There's a chumra from the Shlo Hakadosh. He's medayikin in Tosfos and Menachos that an isha that's counting for zova. Tosfos Bemis asks, why doesn't an isha who's counting the yemei ziva, why doesn't she count with a bracha? So Tosfos says a bracha she can't make. Maybe she's going to see dam. Meaning Sfiras Ha'omer, just be careful not to forget. Yeah. But by Ziva, you'll be Roy Adam, it will be Soysa the Minion. So it's not Kedai to make a bracha. But the Shlo says there's inyan to count. But Kenzain over there at Zichar, just to Hechatimsa to know that it's up to the 7 days. There Avada, you can count Aleph Beis. Wouldn't be a problem to say Achas. Although I wanted a tiny one, Meiser Behema also could be, it's a Mispar Be'etzem. The Hainu, there's a famous verse, why do you have to count the Meiser Behema? A guy knows he has 700 Behema, so he has to give 70 to Meiser Behema. Terah says he thinks about it, 70 behemoths, that's a lot of behemoths to give to Meiser Behemoth. But we tell him, no, Herzu, Achas, this one is yours, Shtayim, Sholosh, till 9, these are yours, only the 10th one. But then, Faker, then you attack counting every one, Yesh Lodin, how to handle that. Now, Lag Bo'imer specifically, it's brought down in the
Ramah, that it's a little bit of a yomtif, you make a simcha. There's a shaila if it's yom simchas Rashbi or yom shemes Rashbi. There's a makairis in the Indian. There's a lot of soidos in the koyach of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who was the makar of Torah Shebal Peh, and vaystay somehow it ties into Lag BaOmer, specifically the Magen Avraham. There's a lot of svarim and heilige svarim that talk about Lag BaOmer. I want to speak out on Magen Avraham and a Rabbi Kiveg on Lag BaOmer. The Magen Avraham says in Simen Tov Tzadi Gimel, he brings a story. He Emes brings it very bekitzer, but there's Makairis Nemonim for what the story was, that there was a certain tzaddik that every single day would say Nachem. In Shemot Esrei, not only on Tisha B'Av, every day in the Bracha of Yerushalayim, he would say Nachem. And he came to the Kever of Hashem B'Yuchoy by Lag BaOmer, and he said Nachem. And came out a Basura. You say Nachem by Rav Shimon, you're going to need a Nechama. And his child died. Ad kan demaisa, but the Hainu, so what's the taich? I heard once an interesting taich. I still saw a famous story. There's a story from the Rav Menachem Mendel Mivateps, the Priya Oretz. He lived in Tveria over 100 years ago. 150 years ago, probably. There was a rumor once that Mashiach had come. And in the Gass in Tveria, they were talking that Mashiach had come. And Rav Menachem Mendel hears, Mivatepsky hears, there's a tumult. He goes out, what's going on? They tell him, say, hey, says Mashiach comes. So he was in his room. He opened up the window. And he shmecked. He said, no. He closed the window. He said, it's Beseder. Mutalach. It's nafnisht. So the Gedolim of that door, they asked, why was it necessary for him to open up his window and see what's going on outside? Because by him, in Chadrei Chadorim, where he was, it was Reicha Shel Mashiach. Where he was in his Madrega, it wasn't Nachim. It wasn't. He had to see where the door was holding. May end of this is the saying, by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, mezoknish Nachim. It's a Mogen Avraham. We don't say Nachim, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. We know what happened 2 years ago with Klal Yisrael, Bechlalusa, and those Mishpachas Beprat, Avad, that need a tremendous Nachama. But we have to understand, by Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there's no Nachim. That's a Mogen Avraham. There's another interesting Nakuda, Rabbi Kveger. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei. Rabbi Kveger is Taichin, Shem Yechai. The Gemara says, Omer Chizki, Omer Rav Yirmiyah, Mishim Rav Shim Ben Yechai. Yochal Ani Lifter Es Kol Oilem Kulei Min Adin. Miyoyim Shenev Reisi Adata. Vil Moli Elozer Bini. Miyoyim Shenev Ra Oilem Vadata. He could be part of the whole Oilem. Why? What's Rav Shim Ben Yechai's Koyach? That he could be part of the whole Oilem. So Rabbi Kveger, in Gilin Ashas, over there in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei, he says, he's Mitzayin to look at the Ovis Rav Nosen Perak Tezayin. What state in Ovis Rav Nosen? State Rav Shimon ben Yochai Oimer. Mikan she'en Yisrael royim p'nei Gehenim. Why? Moshe l'mah davar doimer. Obviously Rav Nosson. A king gave a group of people a field, and it's a field that's a large field. It should have come out 100 kor, and he gave them to work, and they were v'hishku, v'adru, v'kischu, v'zaru, v'katzru, and came one kor of tefuah, a mid of tefuah, one kor, very, very little amount, b'yachas to the size of the field. King is all upset, and they come to Melech HaTegedeya, sodezu shenatatalonu ziburis hoya. The emes, it wasn't even right that even one kor should be able to come out. The kaishi, after all of our ma'amatz, after our effort, this is what came out. Kach asitim Yisrael, to say, you gave us a yetzara, you gave us nisyonis. Appreciate what could come out. You say, oh, you have musagim, I'm all, this would have been. No, this is the mabat of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And you have to realize, it's Rav Shimon ben Yochai that came out of the ma'ara after 12 years. He came out after 12 years, he wasn't soivel, the oilam wasn't soivel him, he wasn't soivel the oilam, miyad nisraf. He went it for another year. He went it for another year, and then Rav Shimon Yochai, after that year, Rav Shimon Yochai Dafka, from his room Madrega, Dafka Adarab, everyone is able to be meschaber to Rav Shimon Yochai. Rav Shimon Yochai is the one, this is what Rabbi Kveger is saying, Rav Shimon Yochai is the one that's able to understand, klapi each person's darga, that, yeah, this is what you're holding. I heard once from an Adam Gadol, it's Rasant, the Pasuk says, Zachar Yimoy Soilam, Binu Shnois Dar Vador. So the Chasam Sofer says, Binu shnois dar vador, shnois is the shinoi. Understand the shinoi of every door. Every door, every door, every 2 weeks now there's a new door, yeah? Binu shnois dar vador, understand the shinoi of every door. Yeah. Ad kan divrei chasam sofer, but the pshat is okay, gevaldik, so hakol sabab, everything beside me, yeah? No. When you make a balance on this kind of idea that maybe a door needs to be doing things different, it's zechari my sailam, binu shnois dar vador, sha'al avicha viyagetcha, zekenecha viyoymalach. You have a messiah from Rav Shimon ben Yochai of the door to tell you how. Meaning it's true. It's binu shnois dar vador. And in each door to treat the door as they're supposed to be treated.
Another member of Rav Shimon Yochai, Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Rav Shimon Omer Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. It's Machlokes Tanaim. Rav Shimon says Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Fakert, everyone's B'nei Malachim. Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem. No matter what, even Bonim Ashchisim are Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem. B'derech Drash, this is a Tzustel. It says Bonim Atem. There's a Glal by the Moyadim. It says Atem, Atem Afilu Meizidim, Atem Afilu Shoygigin, Atem Afilu Muatim. So there's a in the Sfarim State also Bonim Atem L'Shem Alekeichem. Atem, Atem Afilu Meizidim, Atem Afilu. Afilu. So that's the gevaldike koyach hamaached of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Shimon bar Yochai, gematria Shabbos, achdus, ayin shom. This forum explain the inyonim nisgavim of the inyon. We should be zoichetake to be in Esraimim.